I just want to live and love, and I just want to be, and I just want to grow, and I just want my children to know that love is actually the divine creation, not the things of this world. It's such a sick, sick thing. I just understand so much in love, following my heart. That's what I mean by in love, by following my dream, by following what I want to do, not with no judgment, free to understand myself and the struggles that everybody go through. I don't want to struggle into depression because I work myself to death. All right, Chewy, calm down. Listen, I do this podcast on my phone, usually while I'm driving. Not usually while I'm driving, but some of my best thoughts are recorded into this thing, this device, while I'm driving. And right now I'm moving, so kind of going back to New Mexico. I'm not moving to New Mexico, but my life is transitioning again, and you all are a part of my journey. You're a part of what I'm doing here, the struggle, the rise, the fall. You get to witness it all. How fun. How fun to finally share it with everyone. You know, when I used to work in the bars, people would tell me the craziest stories. And I would always say, man, if I could just tell these one day, no one would fucking even believe the shit that I've seen. I mean, being a bartender, anyone else that's a bartender out there, you know some of those fucking stories. Good night, almighty. I've watched some of my closest co-workers just fucking be sloshed. And they have seen me the same exact way. The last bar that I worked at, they definitely got to see me in the prime of my my rise and fall, my phoenix, my once born again rise from the ashes of addiction. So, man, it's crazy how the world teaches you lessons, or the way you choose to be taught lessons. You think one way, you put that into the universe, you manifest it, it comes true. You're a fucking grand manifester. But your one-track mind couldn't see your heart because you were still hurting and healing and still stuffing things way down low. So, here we are. Ding, ding, ding. Round two. Fight. Yeah. Life is crazy. Life is a journey. You learn your lessons as you want to. Whatever you believe is happening will happen in front of you. So, be careful of your thoughts, because they become reality. Especially when you know who you are. I refuse to allow my thoughts to be anything but positive in the sense of what I am trying to create. I have to be positive with myself. Enough. Again, I forgot to put my phone on silence, because I'm driving and recording. Hands-free, of course. Hands-free. But yes, driving and recording. That's why I don't want to turn my phone on silent. So, thank you all so much for coming back to another episode of the Psychonauts Mirror. I am your local hood hippie, Smalls extraordinaire. It's going to be something new probably every fucking day, because I won't remember everything, but I will remember that I am the Psychonaut and I am the hood hippie. So today I'm moving. That's really difficult to give up the life that you thought you were going to be in forever. But we are not in control of everything and everyone. So you have to understand that and keep moving. Things are not always easy. They're actually pretty fucking hard. But I am choosing to see so much beauty in this. You know, I'm choosing to see that there is a light that is a fucking rock just hit my window. There is a light, and I wish this semi would get out of the fast lane, but he won't. There is this light at the end of the tunnel that is so bright, and I can see it. My vision quest that I do all the time is literally focused on it, like hyper-focused, like warp speed ahead, because I see the divine grace in what I'm doing. I see the patience I have with myself, the sitting fucking crane. People don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but there's a lot going on with it. You cannot see it. You'll never understand it because you are not me. And that is what's so hard for people to understand in their own journey, because they won't sit with it. Sit down and sit with it. Find yourself. Free yourself of all the burdens that you've held on to. The false prophets inside your head that you've believed and turned into a reality. They are not true. You are worthy to do and be anything you fucking want. No matter your past or your history. Fucking it. None of that matters. Because what matters is we've been here for fucking eons. Fucking killing the game. And the more you dive into you and stop focusing on the outside, you will see the fucking beauty of you. And that's just exactly what's happening. I see that I have a chance to blossom in the career path I want. And it's a fucking journey. And it is a journey of self-acceptance and self-understanding. And I'm really, really trying to understand every ounce of myself, because I have run from me for 35 years. And it wasn't until recently, when Corona said sit down and shut the fuck up for a little bit, that I gave in to me and said, Holly, you know what? You're pretty legit, and you have a lot to say, and your voice needs to be heard, because you are the epitome of what people go through. I am fucking human, and I'm here at this time. I chose to be here, and that's what I'm doing, and that's the beauty in it, is that I'm this fucking divine star being that chose to be here for a fucking reason. And I know it's my voice. I know I have something to say. I know that the commonality we all share as one divine collective can reach someone going through something, a change, a transition, a phase, whatever it is, the cycle, process it. Because if you don't, you keep living in such a cold, dark state of where you're buried. I buried my fucking self. I had to fucking bury myself in complete darkness to rise above. I still love the fucking darkness. That does not mean I dabble into things that I know are not for my greatest good. That does not mean that. No, I learned those lessons. I fought through those lessons and I broke free of those cycles. I broke the bondage from my lineage. I broke it. I did that for me. And then I did that understanding that it would help my ancestors and the lineage. I get it now. I get what I'm doing. I'm living. I'm loving. I'm learning. I'm being that authentic version of myself. And I will share that light with you all. I will share the rise, the fall, all of it, because that's what I want to do. That's what I see is going to be a fucking lantern for someone else through this fucking journey, the pathway that they can hold right next to them fucking selves to carry themselves out of the fucking depths of holding yourself hostage. I don't resonate with her anymore. She no longer lives in me. I released her. I told her that she no longer has to stay little. I mean, I'm fucking Holly Smalls though, motherfucker. And I know me because a fucking mosquito. Okay, a fucking mosquito bites you. You fucking know it's there. I may be little, but dynamite's fucking in small packages. And I know who I am. And I know what I bring to the table. And I know that divine grace and love that I bestow upon the world. That unconditional love is what I deserve. I fight every day for myself now. I fight every day for my children to see that now. I show my children that they are me and I am them. They teach me something new every day with how much they encourage me to follow my dreams and be brave. And they make me a fucking rock star. They make me important. They do. Because they are the ones that I'm helping mold. I'm letting them be their authentic self. I'm letting them grow. Yeah, I'm mama. That's what I do. I'm the mama bear. And I see through any shit, anything, because that's what mamas do. I'm a fucking rewilding of myself. I'm allowing myself to blossom. I am the fucking lotus. I've had it on me since I was fucking 17. I know me. I may not walk always with the knowing and the truth because I fall from grace, just like you. And then I get back up and I remember who I am, that I'm this fucking star, divine creature being coming to earth to learn these lessons and go through these changes, these processes. I'm learning to let go of attachment to an outcome that I have no fucking control over. The only thing I have control over is myself and to grow. And that's what I am intending to do. That move to New Mexico I did in 2013 was just that. Was to go and find myself. And boy did I. I found that I was fucking pretty invincible. That I could get bloodied up, get locked up, and still fucking come out on top. It showed me that no matter how down on myself I got, how broken I thought I was, how I wasn't good for no one, And then I came back to Oklahoma and eventually found someone that showed me and taught me many things. Many, many wise things. I'm so thankful for all the knowledge I've gotten along the way. And now that I'm here at my parents', I think I will say goodbye for a little bit today. I love you all so very much. Thank you so much for coming back to hang out again. I love you guys so much. You can't make somebody understand your dream and or your beliefs, you know. And you can choose to stay upset about that, or you can understand that people just don't have the capacity to see past what they know as what a dream should be or what a dream should look like. So, you know, I'm so thankful for all the gifts and all the lessons and all of the time spent. It's just, these are things that must be done. And I know that some might not understand and some may be mad, and it's going to be difficult for some to process, but life is fucking nuts and I'm processing everything as I go. And it's pretty painless if you can just release and process and release and process and process and release and let go, let go, let go. Stay fluid, stay fluid, stay fluid. It's wild. It's so fucking wild. And I'm trying to be a beacon of fucking light for myself in this moment and in this state of now and being so present that it's hard to stay sad when I know that there's so much potential for growth happening inside of me, and only good things are happening and only good things are coming, and the transition is going, you know, to be hard. And hard is something that fucking hasn't broke me before. It's never broke me before. There's an ambulance on the highway, guys. I've got to get over. Oh, New Mexico license plate tag in front of me. Listen, because that's going to happen. I'm manifesting back home to the mountains. To the aliens and to the mountains I go. I hope to flourish so much that I manifest land in the mountains of New Mexico with my chicken coop that looks like a fucking UFO. And then I can listen back to this podcast and say, you did good, Smalls. You did good. You're not killing me no more. You're making me so happy. You're killing the game. You're killing the game. If you see someone dreaming big that you fucking love, you admire their fucking dream and never think that any dream is too big for you. Nothing is too big for you. You can do any fucking thing you want. You remember that. Be a keeper of that knowing. That is the true way, and that is the only way. So my question today is, can you identify outside of your pain? Or do you stay there and become the product of that? Or do you rise above the pain and conquer all of those fears, and the fears that caused the pain that caused the hate, and then the hate that ultimately caused your demise? How do you see fit to grow from that? My pain threw me under some fucking dirt. and said, "Grow, bitch, grow." And I was like, "Yeah, that's what I'm fucking doing." And so that's what this is about, you guys. That's what this fucking world is about. We sit here and watch things go through cycles. Trees, grass, flowers, fucking our planet. Our fucking planet that we are connected to. You guys, come on, wake up. Hello? Anyone else? Can anyone else see it? Does anyone else feel it? If you're not fucking growing, what are you doing? You're gonna die. And the sad thing is you're going to be alive on this physical plane, but you're going to be fucking dead. And that is really the ultimate reason why I am growing and flourishing and doing the thing that I know that I need to do, because I put myself in the dirt and I stayed there and I healed. You know, 2020 was one of the toughest fucking years. But I fucking thrived. I'm getting beat down every little chance I get. I turn around and there's a fucking like roadblock or fucking obstacle or fucking broken glass somewhere that you need to clean up or fucking whatever. And it's like, man, or you broke something of your daughter's that you bought her from a very memorable time in your life. That was me yesterday while I was packing by myself while my kids were at school. And wow, I fucking broke a gift that I had gotten her trying to rush. And then I learned I had to be patient or I was going to continue to break my own heart. So that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm being patient with myself because I see my good work and what it's doing. And I know that this good work probably is that. It's not going to fucking have all this money attached to it, because what I'm doing is for my soul. And that is pure fucking gold. This is the fucking transmutation of broken. This is the transmutation of sad, mad, fear, regret, anger. All the things that cause dis-ease inside of your body. That's what I'm doing. I'm breaking those fucking curses. I'm breaking those chances. I'm breaking those one by one. And that's what this is about. So, if my journey offends you, that's your fucking trigger warning. Trigger warning, trigger warning, fucking trigger warning. If my journey offends you, it's because it's within something within you. If my journey offends you guys, figure out why inside of you that you need to work on. Because that is exactly how I fucking figured out every single thing I wanted to work on within myself was by being triggered by Shadow saying, "Bitch, I still fucking got you on that one, hook, line, and sinker." Yeah. That's what those things are. Those are how you mature. Those are how you grow. That's how you see unconditional love. At least for me and my journey and my purpose. That's how it is. Don't ever take my journey to offense. But if you do, find the trigger in it. Find the fucking piece of the puzzle you're missing. That's all I can say. And I promise you, you will blossom and fucking flourish when you start taking your triggers as ways to heal. As ways to heal so beautifully that you no longer are fucking triggered. They say ego death. No, I will never have fucking ego death because my ego is what makes me learn. Learn from the ego. Learn it. Or if you don't, you'll be upset. I promise you, you'll feel it in the depths of your soul. We're coming on to a timeline shift, you guys. Get right within yourself. Get right for yourself. Get right so you can unconditionally love yourself through thick or fucking thin. You know, love is patient, love is kind. And you have to be those ways with yourself you want to practice that. Because if you're not giving yourself that love, then I promise you, you're not going to be able to give it. Because you're always going to be conditioned in your mind of what your love is. Be free to know that love is not an attachment. It's not having someone right next to you. Love is growing and being a fucking beautiful fucking flower and then looking at the gardener and saying, "Wow, thank you." Your higher self is your master gardener. You're the fucking flower on this earth plane. Do you see that? Can you see that? That's the beauty in this life, is that we have a master gardener that's our higher self that's fucking doing some motherfucking shit over here for you. And then you have to fucking blossom. You have to. It is the only way. So I say all of this with so much love in my heart. I've had a crazy, crazy last 24 hours, but man, let me tell you something. Through pain, you see something that you never thought possible. Pain is a very, very wise teacher. It makes you grow. Growing pains. These things, these phrases are not meant to take lightly. That's how they speak. That's how we speak. That's how you get these things programmed into you. But learn these real meanings. Learn the underlining meaning, the fucking gray meaning, that find it. That's it. Man, I love you guys so fucking much, and this is such a fucking crazy beautiful journey. I am so lucky to be on it and riding this wave and staying fluid and staying positive and knowing that by the divine grace I am going to be okay. My archangels are always around me. And I feel it even more when my daughter says, "Hey, Mom, come here. Come put your hands on mine and let's start talking to the archangels. Let's pray." And that, to me, is like, oh, that's when I know. Because children will just say it if they think it. That thought, that was the angel drop. And that's how they speak to me, is through angel drops. So, that's how I knew. That moment I needed to call out to my archangels. And I did. And then I felt so fucking immersed in love and light and forgiveness and honor and passion. And I knew it was time to sleep. I knew it was time to rest. My body said, "Okay, you've said these prayers with your daughter. She divinely led you back to our arms. Now remember how you divinely led them in New Mexico. Remember how you spoke of us to them. Remember that you are the seed planter of us for them. So they will continue to plant these seeds on because you start at such a young age." I did, out of sheer fucking terror, sharing the light of the archangels with my children. You know, so all of those darker times bring the fruits of your lighter days. Remember that. Learn something in those fucking dark days. Because let me tell you guys something. In my dark days, I learned how to survive. I learned survival. And I learned survival in more than just an earthly way. Trust me, I fucking would go without power, without electricity, without gas, heat in the fucking winter of New Mexico when it's fucking snowing, blizzards. So, you know, I know how to rise above, and I know how to start from nothing. I can do it. There's something inside of me that always says, "You don't have it in you to give up, so don't." I might sit down for a while and take a nap, but I never fall asleep long term. I had my soul, you know, called away, lots of it, bit by bit, piece by piece. And then calling myself back home has been the best awakening. And I can say if people will stop giving themselves out for free and keeping themselves for themselves, then you start to really journey and learn and mature that you're sacred. You are sacred geometry. I bathed in it in my ceremony in October. I bathed for 3 days straight that I can actually have remembrance of. Not stuff that was just taught, but now I get to have a vision quest here on this plane because I got to receive that. I got to receive that cleansing that I never thought I would get. Yes, I have been baptized before. Yes, absolutely. I was definitely in that realm. I got saved by so many fucking earth angels when I was in New Mexico. So I'm fucking not mad that I did what I did. I journeyed with so many wise fucking teachers of all different kinds of loves and love languages. Through the church, without the church. I know where the church is. The church is inside me. I go to church every motherfucking day I open my damn eyes. That's a hey, good morning. You're back in this fucking game. We're back in the lesson. We're back in the fucking no. We're back in the go. And I'm thriving now that I can see these beautiful things. I bathed in this sacred geometry and it cleansed parts of me on my right side when these wise teachers, and I got told by one of my earthly plane teachers, Alex, when I was telling him about these beings that I had met, he told me, well, you met a Pleiadian, so get to know them. I bathed in the sacred geometry, and he taught me this Pleiadian, this wise Pleiadian. He helped me heal my right side with sacred geometry. And then he said, bathe in it. Bathe in it. And I did. I laid in it and I just let it soak into me. And the flower of life consumed me. And here I am. After talking with my archangels last night with my daughter and my son laying in a bunk bed right next to us in a small cabin. he says, thank you. And that's beautiful in my eyes. I'm so thankful for these lessons, for this journey. I hope that people can hear this and start to resonate and start to find some comfort. And I hope that you see that, give it 24 hours. The next day you're going to wake up. And you might cry, but don't look at your phone right away. Keep it put down. Open your eyes and start being thankful. Open your eyes and start saying, thank you, Grace, for giving me a chance to walk again on this plane. Thank you, Grace, for letting me see the divine beauty in all mistakes that I've made, all the toxicities I've displayed. Thank you, Grace, for letting me walk blindly in my faith that I know what I'm doing is right because the angels are protecting me. I call out to my guides. I call out to all that is holy and all that is for the betterment of me and mankind and the collective. And that's how I start my day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you all have a wonderful fucking day. This was episode 11 of the motherfucking Psychonauts. I love you. Bye.